Good day, my name is Celia Gotorb and I'm a PhD student in the team of Dr. Jacques Pousségur at the Centre Scientifique of Monaco. Today I'm going to present some of my results concerning the mechanism involved in the resistance of cancer cells to ferroptotic cell death. Ferroptosis is a newly described type of cell death driven by iron-dependent hydroperoxidation of polyunsaturated membrane lipids. Under basal condition, there are two major pathways involved in prevention of this type of cell death. Central player in one of them is the glutathione peroxidase 4, GPX4, that uses reducing power of glutathione for a conversion of lipid hydroperoxides into their non-toxic alcohol derivatives. On the other side, the second pathway relies on the ubiquinol reductase, renamed FSP1 for ferroptosis suppressor protein 1. Accordingly, GPX4 and FSP1 represent promising therapeutic targets for ferroptosis induction. Past couple of years, our team has been working intensively on the clarification of the pathway involved in the ferroptosis induction, but also the mechanism involved into the resistance to this type of cell death. And according to our experience, one of the most characteristic examples of ferroptosis-resistant cell line is colon adenocarcinoma cell line LS174T. Considering redox nature of the ferroptotic process as well as the effect that energy metabolism and oxidative metabolism in the first place has on the redox homeostasis of these cells, we wanted to investigate how manipulation of the major energy-producing metabolic pathway is connected with the sensitivity to ferroptosis. To do so, we obtain fermentative glycolysis null cell line lacking both A and B subunits of lactate deshydrogenase by using the CRISPR-Cas9 technique. As it could be seen from the figure 1A, genetic ablation of LDH A and B subunits did not significantly increase sensitivity of the LS cells line to ferroptosis induction by GPX4 inhibitor RSL3. According to clonogenicity assay, in both cell lines, the most profound effects were observed with one micromolar inhibitor, and these effects were reverted by the addition of lipophilic antioxidant vitamin E, which is able to approach the membrane and remove the lipid hydroperoxide. These results clearly show that the switch toward oxidative metabolism per se is enough to sensitize these cells to ferroptosis. However, genetic deletion of FSP1 in cells with LDH A and B double knockout but not wild type background significantly increased the sensitivity of these cells to ferroptosis, as it could be seen through the absence of the colony when these cell lines were treated with only 300 nanomolar inhibitor. Next, we examine the lipid hydroperoxide content in this different cell line upon treatment with 300 nanomolar RSL3, and as it could be seen in the figure 1B, 24 hours treatment induced slight increase of lipid hydroperoxide content in all investigated cell lines. Another ferroptosis inhibitor, ferrostatin 1, efficiently prevents this effect. Interestingly, after additional 24 hours of treatment, the content of the lipid hydroperoxide was restituted almost to the control level in all the cell lines except on lacking both LDH subunits as well as FSP1. According to the cell death analysis depicted in the figure 1C, this cell line seems to be highly susceptible to ferroptosis, considering that the cell death was entirely prevented by the addition of ferrostatin 1. To conclude, the results show that FSP1 plays an important role in the resistance to ferroptosis, and its deletion combined with metabolic switch to oxidative phosphorylation seems to be necessary for the induction of ferroptosis in highly resistant LS cell line. Future studies are needed to in order to clarify if this mechanism are a general phenomenon of resistance to ferroptosis or a particular characteristic of the investigated cell line.